It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Baseball Spo, Baseball Spo.
Yes. He is here. Adam Spillane, Baseball Spo, soon to be Basketball Spo as well. As we are kind of in a transitionary period, Spo, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm kind of upset, though. Like, there's two Rockets. You're talking about basketball. There's two Rockets preseason games next week, and I could usually finagle my way out of those because there was baseball going on here.
Oh, yeah.
Now there's no baseball. I have no excuse.
Okay, so you're not a big preseason sports fan then, huh?
No, I do not enjoy the fake games.
The fake games. Yes. I watched the highlights. We were talking about this. That he goes, I can't wait. I'm going to watch preseason. I'm like, let me know how it goes.
Well, I didn't say I can't wait. I said that I'm going to watch preseason basketball, and I feel like I need to get my finger on the pulse of this Rockets team in a way that I like to. But I want to start with this Astros team. I think you wrote a fantastic piece on the Sports Radio 610 website, sportsradio610.com, about kind of this offseason that the Astros are moving into. And, of course, the big question is, will Alex Bregman return? And if he doesn't, what do you do there? I think I'll start with the latter part of that, and we can kind of get back to the former. But the options that you laid out there were very interesting. And I think the ultimate takeaway, correct me if I'm wrong, is that there's not really a good replacement in tow. But if I had to ask you which one is the best of those options, which one did you feel like was the best?
I don't think there's a good one, to be honest with you. I mean, I laid out, you know, you look at the other free agent third baseman, there really is not. I mean, Eugenio Suarez could be, but he's got a $15 million player option, and there's no reason that the Diamondbacks shouldn't pick that up just because the Diamondbacks are competing at this point. So you kind of have to cross him off the list. And then you look at the trade market, and the Astros obviously don't have a lot to trade as it is because the farm system is very, very depleted. And like somebody like Ryan McMahon, who was an all-star this year and probably going to be a Gold Glove finalist, he doesn't want to be traded. The Rockies have never shown any inclination to want to trade him. He went to them at the deadline and said, hey, don't trade me. And they said, okay, we're not going to. And they don't do that. Nolan Arenado is the other one that I just kind of brought up because it feels like the Cardinals are in a bit of a transition period. It looks like they're going to let Paul Goldschmidt go. But he's on the downside. And he had his worst offensive season since he was a rookie this year. And he's owed a lot of money. And so I'm sure the Astros could get the Cardinals to take back part of that contract. But again, we just dealt with a corner infielder who was on the downside the last couple of seasons with Jose Abreu. So do the Astros really want to go down that road? Again, the answer is probably no. And the internal options aren't great. Like Zach DeCinzo showed a little bit, but he's not somebody that I don't think people think of as like a starting caliber third baseman at this level. And you saw Shea Whitcomb fumble balls at the end of the season last year. And then there's Bryce Matthews, who I think projects more of a middle infielder, but he played what 12 games above double A last year and wasn't very good in those games, and he played I think I said 27 games at third base in his entire life. So you know, that doesn't seem like a great option either. So the best thing for them to do is just pay the guy they already have.
Okay, that's exactly what I was going to ask you about. What's the realistic price right now?
So Matt Chapman got $6,151. They are going to have to go over that price in order to make that happen. And if they don't, somebody will, because again, the pickings are very slim at third base. There are a lot of teams out there with money to spend. And also, and people might not remember this, but Scott Boras, I think it was at the All-Star break, he floated the possibility of Bregman being open to moving to second base. That's if a team already has a third baseman. And remember, Carlos Correa signed with the Mets. You know, there was the whole thing with the physical, but he went to the Mets under the expectation that he was going to play third base next to Francisco Lindor. So this is something that Boris will do with his clients. Is like, hey, don't be dead set on playing one position, because if there's a team that has a need at another spot, go take the money over there. So I just think that they are going to have to go into waters where they have never gone before in order to make that happen. I don't see that happen. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Exactly what I was going to say. So we know the price, and that's about what Reggie and I were talking about when we were talking about Bregman and his contract. I mean, is that best? I'll make it a question. Is that best for the squad, given what you're paying already, and then Kyle Tucker stuff, Fromber's on the horizon, et cetera?
If you want to win games, if your goal is to compete next year and compete here in the years going forward, then the answer is yes. Especially because of the drop off once you get past, you know, Bregman at that position. But again, I don't think they're going to do it. The Astros know this isn't a situation where the Astros are going into this not knowing what he wants. They've talked to Boris. You know, they've had kind of, it seems like, pretty informal conversations with Boris, really going back to when Altuve signed his extension last winter. They know what he wants. The fact that nothing has gotten done would indicate that the Astros really have no interest in. And you've heard some of the things that even Dana Brown said on Thursday, where he wasn't exactly saying, oh yeah, we're going all in to get this guy back. I don't think they are going to. Now, the one thing that's interesting, when Carlos Correa left in 2021, this was like they lost the World Series on a Tuesday. They had a press conference announcing that Dusty Baker was coming back. I believe it was on Thursday. And then on Saturday, they leaked a very unserious offer to multiple TV reporters in this town. And then Jim Crane, the owner of the most secretive organization in maybe the planet, confirmed the offer. So that's how you knew the offer wasn't serious. They wanted to give the appearance that they were actually trying to re-sign Carlos Correa, when in all honesty, they never were going to re-sign Carlos Correa. They have not done that yet with Bregman. Now, it's still early, and we're still here in early October. If you start hearing contract offers getting leaked to media outlets in this town, and Jim Crane just by the grace of his heart, decides to confirm those offers, it's not a serious offer. But anything that does not eclipse what Matt Chapman got from the Giants, 6 years, 151, is not a serious offer, because there's no way that he's going to take anything less than that or anything even near it.
I'm of two minds here, Lopez. What an ultimate, actual, serious offer that gets the job done for Bregman. What does that affect the team, or should I get into Rockets a little bit?
Get into Rockets, because I want to get into something else before we let
Well, really quick, because I do want to point out one thing. You've seen how, because I've been watching the Padres, obviously, the last couple of days, and even the Mets.
What a fun postseason.
Buddy, that's my favorite series.
Yeah.
The other thing that I wrote yesterday was that the Astros should really look into trading Framber Valdez and Kyle Tucker and taking kind of like a soft reset. And it's very similar to what the Padres did. Remember, the Padres last year, 2022, they go to the NLCS. Last year, disappointing year, they missed the playoffs. They let Josh Hader go in free agency. Then they trade Juan Soto. What did they do with the prospects they got back for Juan Soto? They used one of them to get Dylan Cease. And now here they are leading the NLDS 2-1. Like, to me, if I'm the Astros, I really look to take that soft reset, trade Valdez, trade Tucker, two guys who, again, they probably aren't going to re-sign after next year. Restock your farm system, become a little less top-heavy, and then you can replace Valdez by bringing back Yusei Kikuchi. You can go sign Anthony Santander and replace the production that you got from Tucker. Again, these players aren't quite as good, but it won't cost you as much, and you're able to replenish your farm system a little bit, which is something that they really need to do here.
I like that plan of attack, actually. Yeah, like, you, again, it feels
especially
like
when the Padres are kicking butt.
And it's not like the Astros couldn't compete with that roster that I just just laid out, with it, with Kikuchi being back, with maybe somebody like Santander playing right field, and then the guys that you already have on the roster, you give Jacob Melton an opportunity in the outfield. Who knows? Maybe you know, maybe you're sitting in the same position that the Padres are in, and you actually have a farm system to go improve the club if you need to.
Yeah, and then also it doesn't hurt that the AL West
not very good.
Yeah, has not looked all that great. Okay, one more thing, real quick, with the Rockets before we go here. I know that you haven't dug too deep into preseason hoops, but like overall expectations for this team as we start moving towards the season.
I think they believe they should be a playoff team this season. I think that that is kind of the vibe that you get from them. Now, I think that's really hard to do in the Western Conference just yes. because there are 15 teams in the West. 13 of them are trying to win this year. Mm-hmm. Maybe 12 and a half. I don't know exactly what San Antonio is feeling at this point, but at least 12 are trying to win. And so you've got to try and jump. You know, not just you're not trying to just get into 10th. You're trying to get into 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's what they are trying to do. To me, though, it's more of a I'm not necessarily looking as, you know, success based on how many games they win and what they do. It's just yeah. like, do the young guys that they have, do they take the next step? And are they able to really figure out what their core is moving forward? Like, can they start to pare this thing down?
Exactly. To me, yes, 100%.
Yeah, because they've got so many guys on that roster. They've got they brought back all their top 12 in terms of minutes played from last year. Plus, they added Reed Sheppard and Steven Adams. They need to figure out a way to pare this roster down so that they know, like, who are their best nine moving forward? Because I'm not sure they totally know that. And I think that for Rafael Stone, that's the number one goal, is to figure out who are his top nine moving forward. For Ime Udoka, the goal is we got to be in the playoffs.
Real quick, are you ready to be less surly when it comes to Indiana football?
No.
I'm just waiting for them to let me down.
Yeah, no. So you're not. So the answer is no, you're not ready to be less surly.
I've been through it. I've been through this many, many times before.
Undefeated Indiana, and you're like, eh.
Windiana is what I call it.
They got Nebraska at home after the bye week. So get that. If they can get that win, and then I can really start looking ahead to Michigan and Ohio State, because I think they have them back.
You're still hate watching.
I'm watching with the expectation that it's going to go bad.
Cautiously optimistic.
Pessimistic.
I will say I thought they were pretty good against Northwestern. They let Northwestern hang around just a little bit, and Northwestern's probably put up more points than they should have in that game. But they won the game.
Yeah.
And so I'll take that.
That's Baseball Spo. Google him.
Google him.
Don't.
Soon to be Basketball Spo. We'll keep him going here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Spo, I appreciate your time always, my
I'll
man.
Talk to y'all next week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There he goes. Adam Spillane. Check out his work. Sports Radio 610 wrote a fantastic piece about the Astros offseason. And then also, H-Town Hoops podcast is getting back into rotation. So you want to lock in there to keep up with your Rocket stuff as well. All right, we're in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, including in division for your Texans. There's allegations of malfeasance. Let's talk about that and more next.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.